This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going to get back into opening day in a sec. I want to give you a Road to a Repeat update. First, though, Road to a Repeat sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Got the Marlins back in action today, but tomorrow night, the Panthers finally back on the ice. The Utah Hockey Club visits. Seems like it will be the debut for Brad Marchand in a Panthers uniform. So that'll happen tomorrow night. And then they've got one more home game, which will be Sunday. They host Montreal. That'll be at 1 p.m. puck drop. 1 p.m. puck drop on Sunday. Then they're going to hit the road. Four-game road trip that takes them to Montreal, to Toronto, to Ottawa, and also Detroit. So you watch the festivities during the commercial break? I did as well, Crowder. What were some of your observations?
There's not a lot of people in this stadium.
That's all I was saying. I don't know why I'm being met with pushback from Solana. Listen, I wish it was packed. There's not many people there for an opening day.
And they were showing other stadiums, too, on opening day, and it kind of got me because they had the whole montage of, like, opening day festivities around the league, and I was like, we don't look like those other stadiums.
And they're literally – is not a better pitching matchup around the league today than Sandy Alcantara and Paul Skenes. No, that you're shaking your head. Like, there literally is not a better pitching matchup in Major League Baseball.
Little Chan's at home today. It's spring break for Little Chan. Little Chan's at home today, and I told him about Sandy and Skenes, and he was like, oh, yeah. So we turned it on, and then they did the national anthem. I don't know who that dude singing the national anthem was, and I don't know what he was talking about.
So John Cicada had hit after hit when I was working in radio in the 90s. John Cicada was supposed to be the next Gloria Estefan. Like, they were on the same label together, and John Cicada, you'd know 10 of his songs if we played them.
Really?
The problem is he hasn't had a hit since, like – see if you have in the system there Just Another Day from John Cicada.
We did a whole segment
on a song because,
yeah,
I will tell you, during the break, me and Little Chan were sitting on the couch and he was falling out laughing with that national anthem.
It was a terrible rendition.
Daddy, who is this guy?
It was bizarre. I thought it was a bizarre rendition of the national anthem.
Yeah, yeah. Play his best song, because I don't know if I know. I don't even like music, but I don't know if I know a John Cicada song.
Didn't we do a whole segment on John Cicada where you told me the history of John Cicada. I thought I could have sworn we did that because I remember
I'm sure
that
we've done every segment by now that I've got in my holster for the rest of my career. So I would imagine we probably have. I'm not learning any new material. So
Hawk got six pitches.
That's it. I'm throwing you my six pitches. I don't know how long y'all are going to listen for. Might be next year. Might be another 20 years. I got my six pitches.
But,
and this was a number one hit.
What is this?
Is it Just Another Day?
Just Another Day.
We'll get to the hook in like 6 minutes. Give me a rise of death.
Okay, yeah, I've heard this before.
I just laugh thinking about, could you imagine in St. Louis right now as they're like 1 minute from opening day first pitch and they'd be playing a song from the 90s going, hey, do you remember this song? Just listen. Just keep listening. Like, it's just funny, man. I mean, we're as responsible for what opening day feels like down here as anyone else is.
Well, Hawk, did you see? So I posted on the QAM Instagram today, you know, as we do every year, just some funny pictures of us for opening day, baseball stuff, Marlin stuff, you, me, Crowder at the ballpark, whatever. And the only comment was a guy named Yoandel. Screw the Marlins. They deserve zero support and attention from fans or media. That's the only comment for opening day.
Happy opening day, everybody. Here we go. Here comes Sandy. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah.
How'd Marino do? I didn't see his pitch.
I don't know. You're right.
They didn't show it?
Yeah, why wouldn't they show that?
Marino's about... What's Marino? He's older than you, Hawk. Marino's got to be 70.
Marino's older than me. No. Marino's older than me.
What's Marino, 75?
No, man.
No, Dan? Stop it. He's got to be in his 60s, right?
Yeah. 63 years old.
You looked it up?
Look at that. First pitch. Season's underway. Let's go.
Ball.
Yeah, it was terrible inside pitch. Almost hit him. Guy's got no stuff. Terrible second pitch. Oi, Contra lost it. Trade him. His market's plummeting.
Let's get this guy off our roster.
All right, there's a strike. Let's see. This is a tradition as long as baseball's been around, over 100 years. How old is Dan Marino on opening day? 63. You are correct. I thought you were guessing. Did you had looked it up?
No. I remember. I traveled with him a little bit, so I.
And you shared birthdays. Geez.
We did.
What did you guys talk about when you traveled?
We did. We did share some birthdays.
How old are you today?
Lana wants
63 still.
Everybody to know
what?
That he's traveling.
Me and Dan go way back. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? Me and 13. I just call him 13.
Yeah, that's cool.
3-2. I know I'm not allowed to broadcast this game, but it's just the first pitch. Trust me, we'll never mention Marlins again this season.
Oh!
Look at that. Painted the corner. Sandy Alcantara with a K to start the game. Let's go.
I like it.
Let's go. I think this Marlins season is shaping up to be something special.
One strike in the first inning.
Strike out. Take that.
I don't know, Hawk. I'm going to question that.
He looks good, man. Oh. Contra looks good.
Oh, man. What? Oh,
yeah. Sandy. Now.
Sandy is
him the Cy Young right now. Give him the Cy Young right now.
Yeah.
After one batter? But he's a big, pretty dude. I watched him against the Dodgers 2 years ago before he was hurt.
0-2 on the next batter. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
You saw that slider, Hawk?
He's a monster.
You saw that slider, Hawk?
It was a heck of a slider.
Oh! Mervis! Matthew! Let's go!
The two-way player. Two-way player, Crowder, this Matt Mervis. Mm-hmm. Can do more than just hit. Does more than just hit monster dongs. Oh, I just saw it now. Yeah, it's a nice little play at the first base line. Matt Mervis, two down. I mean, magical things are happening. If you've got the Nerfy, you're feeling good right now.
Yeah.
Because the Marlins certainly aren't going to score off Paul Skeens in the first. No, but I've got Matt Mervis. I've got Matt Mervis to hit a ding-dong today at plus 750. Let's cash a ticket today, Mervis.
I got the over of 6.5.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to gone over today. All right. Shall we move on? You want to play some national?
Pirates 4-7.
Some take me out to the ball games in the next segment?
Sure.
I'll take your lack of answers.
Sure. Yes. I'm in. I'm in.
Oh, God. Opening day. All right. Let's get the headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
If Sandy can get one more strike, this may be the greatest start by Marlins pitcher in a decade.
The crowd will go nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
What happened?
Oh, okay. Well done, Sandy. Well done.
I can see how you got all those broadcast jobs that you got.
Well done.
Oh, that's not good. Well done.
Well done, Sandy.
Just learning from my experience in the Dolphins radio booth.
It was a deep fly ball to right field. Griffin Conine catches it for the third out of the inning. Sandy shuts him down 1-2-3. They go to the bottom of the first, and I am done broadcasting that game. Not that I ever was broadcasting that game for all legal purposes.
All right, gentlemen. By the way, more baseball stuff. Austin Wells, leadoff home run for the Yankees on opening day. It's pretty cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anthony Volpe also hit a ding-dong. Yanked her up 2-1 versus the Milwaukee Brewers.
Little MLB scoreboard. Crowder, we got a little MLB scoreboard going. Let's go. Give me a little MLB scoreboard. Yeah. Len, sell it in. Len and Paul, sell in MLB scoreboard every day at 4:15.
Crowder, you remember where the Brewers play?
Milwaukee.
Look at us. I mean, we're an MLB show all of a sudden. Look.
The guy who used to do the Photoshops for us, Wilson. I haven't heard from him in like 2 years. Just got a text from him, and it just says, throw the spitter.
Throw the spitter. Throw the spitter. That's Hawk. That's one of Hawk's pitches.
Oh, that's one of my six.
That's four. Four is the spitter. Throw the spitter.
You know what? From that angle, it's not that bad a crowd. They're showing an angle like Paul Skeen's view from the mound. That's not a bad crowd. The outfield leaves a little something to be desired, but that's not a bad crowd for opening day.
How many does it hold? You said 36?
Yeah, 37.
37,000.
37. It's probably 10 in there.
Nah, there's probably more than that.
I think there might be 15.
Yeah.
Right, 15? Let's go, Jazz.
Yeah. From what I've
seen. Come on, Jazz. Get this thing underway.
Mm. Not
Chisholm?
Not Jazz.
What?
No. He's just a black kid.
What?
Oh, no, Hawk, you flipped over to the Yankees game. I gotcha.
I
You think Paul Skeen's girlfriend is at the game?
Livy Dunn? I was just thinking that same thing because I'm a creep like you.
Exactly.
I'm just a big fan of gymnastics, truthfully.
Of course, me too.
Yeah.
What event does she do?
Gymnastics. All right, come on. We have anything else in the headlines?
Come on.
Orioles lead the Blue Jays 2-0, top of the third. Every other score in Major League Baseball, as of right now, is 0-0. The Twins and the Cardinals are delayed. Later today, you get the Tigers playing the Dodgers at 7, Cubs and Diamondbacks at 10, and the Athletics playing the Mariners at 10. The A's in their new home. Right? They're not in Oakland anymore.
They are playing where this season?
Sacramento.
Sacramento?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're moving to Vegas.
Yeah.
It's just not ready yet.
Yeah.
You know, the Rays, they're playing in Tampa. At the,
yep.
the
Steinbrenner the, Field, where the
Yankees
spring training.
Spring training, yeah.
Yeah.
I said it like it was shocking that the Rays were playing in Tampa, but that's where they play. So that, the way that I said it was kind of Chris Broussard.
The Rays are in Tampa. Okay.
Yeah, the Nationals are in Washington, in case you were wondering, Hawk. damn, Xavier Edwards. Out. One out. Lead off.
Hawk thought that was Jazz Chisholm.
I still think it's him. I'm not certain you guys are right.
He's batting right now. For the Yankees.
Jazz is?
Yeah.
Hey, Crowder, Russell Wilson signed with the Giants. We didn't get a chance to talk to you about
Wilson's
it.
Garbage. Okay. Man, listen, this and they're not going to be any better. Russell Wilson is like, retire, bro. Go. He doesn't want to get with his wife because she's going to find out how lame he is.
How old is he?
He got to be 38, 39.
36, 37 up there.
I thought he was like 35, maybe.
36.
36
is.
Yeah, yeah. No, Jack. Sierra's about to see how lame he is when he's at home all day doing that goofy crap.
She likes him.
No, Mr. Unlimited. You can only deal with that so long in a day.
Mr. Guaranteed Unlimited.
Divorce. Guaranteed divorce.
This is interesting. Adam Silver has revealed that the NBA is officially looking into expanding overseas. The NBA and FIBA exploring partnering on some sort of new league in Europe.
Makes sense.
Do you think those leagues like the NFL Europe stuff, because that was when I was young, NFL Europe existed. Do you think those leagues could thrive now? I don't know if the attention's going to be there.
Right. I don't know if you use Europe or other foreign countries as feeder leagues, if that necessarily works. But if you have some sort of crossover with the current leagues, I think it would absolutely work.
But why doesn't USFL or XFL or homegrown American leagues work? Like, why doesn't – I don't think feeder leagues work. You've heard my opinion about The Rock and all that stuff. I don't think feeder leagues work because it's a lesser product than what we're used to watching.
Well, I think they work in small cities when you have, like, in Jupiter, you have a minor league team, and it's perfect for that. It's when you try to create just a second league. UFL starts tomorrow night. When you just try to create a second league to compete with the NFL, no chance.
Well, I like the idea of like NBA, FIBA somehow figuring something out that in-season tournament, you add some European teams. Like, I genuinely think there's something there. I'm all for it.
The Heat, one out away from a nerfy.
Yeah.
But if the guys that play in the Europe League were good enough, they'd be on NBA teams.
Yeah, but some guys were on NBA teams. I'm with you. I'm not saying necessarily that the talent over there is anywhere similar or that it's better, but I do think there's something to be said about the top teams in Europe, because they play as teams, can compete or at the very least make it interesting in a game against an NBA team. I think so, and I think there would be pride involved for the NBA players not to lose to those teams. So it would bring out competition.
Because they play as teams?
Because the talent gap...
Well, as national teams.
But he is saying because they have continuity and they know how to all this. It's not star-driven. That's ridiculous.
It's not. Look at the World Cup in soccer. Or look at the Olympics in basketball. The U.S., I mean, top to bottom is 20 times more talented than, say, Australia. But there are times, France, Australia, Spain, where they...
That's a nerfy, by the way. If you bet the nerfy at minus 180, no runs first inning, you just cashed your ticket.
Yeah. Should have bet it. They give those teams a run for their money, Crowder. In soccer, it happens all the time. Morocco made the semifinal of the World Cup. I mean, it happens. If there was a Europe League, you could have continued your career.
I didn't want to dive in about this damn team. And yeah, oh, they're playing as a team, and they have continuity and all. Better players win games. We figured that out with the Heat. The Big Three wins championships. Shaq and Dwayne Wade wins championships. Oh, wow, yeah, they're going to figure it out. They're not going to figure it out. You need talent to win. Talent wins. Continuity doesn't do anything but have nice dinners on Thursday night.
Heat and Hawks tonight at 7:30 p.m. Trae Young is probable for the game. Duncan Robinson and Alec Burks are questionable tonight. Final game of this homestand for Miami. They have 10 games remaining, gentlemen, on their regular season schedule. 10 games, that's it. And then, of course, two playing games and then a first-round series against the Cavs, and then we'll see after that.
Right. Probably take them five, maybe, to get past the Cavs.
Finally, Hawk, something that Crowder and I discussed when you were off, but I wanted to bring to your attention. Season 2 of Quarterback is going to hit Netflix in July, and it has Jared Goff, Joe Burrow, and Kirk Cousins. I don't know if that's something that interests you.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I don't know if I would watch it again. I don't even know if I watched the end. Yeah, I think I did watch the end of it. It was fine. There's so many of these sports documentaries now. A little oversaturated.
Yeah.
And they don't have, like, the personalities. Who do you want to get to know better out of those three?
I already forgot who the three were. No, Joe Burrow's got a good personality.
Joe Burrow doesn't. He has Asperger's.
You think?
I've been around him. We've had him on the I've been around him when we interviewed. We had all three receivers 2 years ago on the Pivot. And then we interviewed Joe Burrow. He's like his clothes kind of his apparel is how he expresses himself. But like personally, he really has no emotion.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
So you're going to watch.
Maybe I will, just to spite you.
Bro, Sandy's throwing gas, man.
He looks good.
You just call him Daddy Yankee if you want. Just throwing gasolina, man. Crazy.
Straight filth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, should we play the Sixto Sanchez song for opening day?
No.
I would love to play it.
We don't have time to do that because I have to do weather. And it's brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7, partly cloudy in South Florida. Perfect day for opening day. That is your weather.
All right. Well, I want to play a couple of the take me out to the ball games because that's an opening day tradition for us. So we will do that. And we got to do 15 minutes of heat as well. So don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
When did the Brewers move to the National League?
What city are the Brewers in?
Hawk and Crowder.
I don't want to go off on a rant. There's one good version of Boys of Summer. Don Henley. Who's this? The Ataris? Absolute joke. Just an absolute joke.
You notice whenever you give Jimmy props, he'll jump on the microphone. Yeah, yeah. But you're kind of crushing the song he chose.
That's a good song, Boys of Summer, baseball. But Don Henley does the version. I mean, what are we doing playing the Ataris version?
Seriously.
Who's Don Henley?
Ay, ay, ay. Cheetah Pompano. That's a great spot to watch a big game or a big fight. They got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. Got tournament basketball tonight. Tournament basketball. You'll be watching opening day right now at the Cheetah Clubs. Tournament basketball tonight. Watch that at the Cheetah Clubs. You know, Cheetah Pompano, they've got an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6 and a full dinner menu in the evening as well. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. Get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. We have a opening day tradition.
Sandy and Skeen are dealing that thing right now. I was watching
They're delivering. This is the matchup that baseball fans wanted to see. They are absolutely delivering this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
I got a text from my son, and it just says, Paul Skeens is good at baseball. I said, Alcantara is damn good, too. And he said, yeah.
I was about to say, DJ, you ain't going to give Sandy no love. Sandy over there doing that thing, too.
Then he asked me, do you have the new AI responses for text? I said, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. We're old, Hawk. We're old.
Then he sent me some sort of emoji thing. And he says, AI emoji. And I responded, no one knows what that means. But I digress. So we have a tradition on this show. Speaking of old, this is an old tradition. But we play Take Me Out to the Ball Game on opening day because the seventh inning stretch is ubiquitous. It means America and baseball. And the Chicago Cubs do it better than anyone. Harry Carey used to sing it himself. Mm-hmm. The old Cubs broadcaster used to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And now they bring in celebrities to do that job in Chicago during Cubs games. And we have a little, we have a few in our arsenal that we love to hear every year at this time. So without further ado, here is the great Ozzy Osbourne, lead singer of Black Sabbath, and of course, famous for his solo hits as well.
I believe we have an open before
we do these. Wow.
These,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't recall. Well, let's play the big open. That's it?
Baseball.
There happened to be a payoff. Happened to be a good payoff there. Did you know that was coming, Solana?
I had forgotten what that was, but man, that was good.
That was awesome. Baseball.
Here is Ozzy Osbourne singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at a Cubs game.
All right, Chicago. I want to hear a real, real crazy crowd start singing with me. Are you ready? Are you ready? I can't hear you. Are you ready? One, two, three, and let's go out to the ball.
Thank you.
get some runs, guys.
Don't mess around. Let's get some runs, guys. Now he's a huge fan. He didn't know a single word to take me out to the ball game. And then, but now he demands runs. Stop messing around. We have to have runs.
I wrote down the lyrics. Me nothing do. I don't know what I have to do. I don't know if those are the lyrics.
My favorite line when he says, he just says gibberish and rhymes it with I don't know what to do.
So me nothing do and I don't know what I have to do.
Here's Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen's got a very good baritone. Unfortunately, he loses track of the words as well, thinks that he can just kind of scat his way through it. That doesn't work. He's caught in the air several times. Scottie Pippen.
A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the ball. I don't care if I'm... Why is one, two, three strikes you're out at the ball game? Let's go, Cubbies!
The old ball game and just kind of winged it there.
Yeah!
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 You yell that at any time, Hawk. You done won.
You'll be messing up all the lips. Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
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 See.
That's what Stephen A. Smith should have said to LeBron when LeBron stepped to him at the game.
Yeah.
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 Oh, Stephen A. just brought it down.
Wait. Stephen A. don't want that smoke.
Yes, he does.
No, he does, Hawk. He does it because LeBron sent out Stephen A. boxing, and we saw what that looks like. That's it. Yeah, Stephen, take it easy on this whole debate.
Here is Mike Ditka. He cannot get through Take Me Out to the Ball Game fast enough.
A one, and a two, and a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. All these happy nuts and grandeur jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. I will run up for the whole team. If they don't win, it's a shame. One, two, three, smash it out of the old ball game.
There you go. How about that?
Why do I always see a 98-year-old lady trying to play that organ and just panicking?
Just and then just throwing papers in the air at the end, right? So mad at him.
This isn't the pace.
I want to play Ozzy Osbourne one more time. I just think it's the best. This is the perfect celebration of opening day, especially for the Marlins this coming season. Ozzy Osbourne, from the opening line, it is just magical because the lead up is great with the organ. And you're expecting, whoa, this is one of the best rock singers of all time.
Yeah.
From the first note, it is apparent he's never been to a baseball game, ever heard this song before in his life, and doesn't care that he's up there, you know, carrying on a tradition that's been.
I always say when we do this, were these people prepared for this? Because like any little research you can, these aren't hard bars. These are very simple bars to sing.
Ozzy Osbourne thought. He's probably like, oh, I've sung at Live Aid. I've done, you know, Wembley Stadium with 100,000 screaming people. I'm sure this is an easy song. They sing it at a baseball game. Yeah, hand me the lyrics and this will be nothing for me. And then also hand me four bottles of vodka before I go on.
just gonna say, do you think
here's how it came out.
All right, Chicago. I want to hear a real, real crazy crowd start singing with me. Are you ready? Are you ready? I can't hear you. Are you ready? One, two, three. Let's go out to the border. Let's go out to the river.
It always delivers.
I don't remember what I
Let's get some runs.
Come on, don't mess around. Let's get some runs, guys.
Stop messing around. Messing around out there. Get some runs.
Meet me and meet me some dude. You don't know what I'm going to do. Come on.
Someone got a double for the Marlins. I don't know who it was. Doubled off Paul Skeens and then...
It was Derek Hill.
Graham Pauly? Is it Graham Pauly who bats after him?
Yeah, Graham Pauly.
He just got a He just got a infield single.
Hmm.
Unless that gets overturned. No, it will not get overturned.
It's what they call it's what they call him, by the way, Hawk. Grandpa.
Grandpa?
Like Graham Pauly? Grandpa.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
He doesn't know. He doesn't
that?
Know.
That's his nickname. Look it up. Grandpa. Graham Pauly. Look, man, if you guys aren't going to pay attention to Marlin season, then, you know, I'll do the research. No problem.
Oh, Nick Fortes beats out what was sure to be a double play. Nick Fortes showing some wheels. Trying to talk baseball.
Showing some wheels. I like it.
I'm not certain that was a great call.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did do that. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. Dan Dale, sub in for you, Solana. You got to head to the arena?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll get headlines from Dan Day. I'll give you 15 minutes of heat as well because we haven't gotten to it yet today. We'll go over the lines for tonight's Heat game. The Marlins game is scoreless in the bottom of the third. But Marlins do have runners on the corners with only one out. Baseball talk. Runners on the corners.
Yeah.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
There's no crying in baseball.
Hawk and Crowder.